Almighty Lord, we praise you that you are the God of strength and power, that you are the God of protection. Lord, I praise you that you have said that you are a rock, you are a fortress, you are a stronghold. Lord, you love to create a safe place where we can encounter you, where we can connect with you, we can relate to you. And Lord, we pray even now that you would surround us with your mighty angels, Lord. Praise you that you command your angels concerning us to guard us in all of our ways, and we ask that they would guard us now. Lord, that you would be our protection. Praise you, Lord, for the words of Psalm 18, that you are our strength, our rock, our fortress, our Savior, that you are a rock in whom we find protection, our shield, and the power that saves us. Lord, praise you for being our place of safety. Lord, we need a sanctuary. We need a holy place set apart where we can meet you and know you, Lord God, and come in out of the wind of our world, Lord, the noise, the chaos, and all the battles that we fight, Lord, on a daily basis. We praise you, Lord, that you love to create that place for us, and we ask that you would do that both in the place we are sitting right now, Lord, that you would surround and protect this place from without and from within, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would flow like a fresh new breeze. And Lord God, that you would create a safe place inside of us too to be able to connect with you. Lord, we pray that through the power of your light, you would send your light and your truth, that you would drive back the darkness, that you would drive back any lies, any confusions, any distractions, anything that would seek to bring harm or confusion or interference to what you want to do here right now. Lord, praise you that you are a God of safety. Lord, we praise you that you would save us from our enemies. Lord, we know we have enemies out there. Lord, our greatest enemy, who is always after us to try to keep us away from you. Lord, save us from his effects and his workings in our life, Lord God, his attacks. Lord, praise you that you save us even from the physical enemies we face, Lord God, in battle against. Help us, Lord, to have a heart to love them as you have commanded us to. But Lord, thank you for rescuing us, being a God of rescue. That even in the darkest times, Lord, where floods of destruction sweep over us, Lord God, and we cry out in our distress, Father, we praise you that you are a God who hears us, Lord, that our cry reaches your ears, that you hear us, Lord God, and you provide your help. For we ask for that now, Lord Jesus. Be our help. Lord, we praise you that you reach down from heaven and rescued us, that you draw us out of deep waters, Lord, and rescue us even from our powerful enemies, Lord, those who, on the face of it, look far too strong for us. Lord, we praise you that you are not just the God who sits in heaven and waits for us to reach you, but Lord, you reach down, that you came to us while we were still sinners, and died for us, and Jesus Christ died for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the power that was exhibited on the cross, Lord. In a moment that the world saw as weakness, Lord, it was the moment of the greatest power, defeating the enemy and his work in this world. And Lord, we rest in the power and protection of Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross on our behalf. Lord, praise you that you are here to support us and lead us to a place of safety. Lord, thank you that you are at our right side, Lord God, our right hand, supporting us, Lord, that we can lean on you. Lord, that you will hold us up and help us to stand strong and straight. And Father, we praise you that you rescue us because you delight in us. Lord, we can understand your rescue because of pity or compassion, but delight, Lord, that's hard to comprehend. And yet that's what you say. Lord, you rescue us because you delight in us. Praise you for your delight, Lord. Praise you that this is the year of the Lord's favor. That's what Jesus announced. And so, Lord, we rest in your delight and thank you for your rescue, Lord. Thank you that you even say that you light up our darkness, Lord, that through your strength we can crush armies, Lord, that there is so much power. You and me is so much greater than anything that can be thrown at me, Lord. Thank you that you are a shield to all who look to you for protection. You are a solid rock, and you arm us with strength, Lord God, and enables us to stand. Praise you, Lord God, that you make us sure-footed. Because, Lord, in the battle, it's so easy to fall. It's so easy to fail or to lose heart, to forget that we have an almighty God. So, Lord, we pray that you help us to stand before the battle, to prepare, Lord, to stand during the battle, to withstand it, Lord God, and persevere, and to stand after the battle, Lord, to not allow the temptations that follow one of those difficult battles that we face, Lord, to overwhelm us, but we can stand with you, Lord Jesus. Father, we praise you too that you train our hands for battle. You strengthen our arms, Lord God, and give us a shield of victory, that your help makes us great. So, Lord, train us. Train us how to fight these battles. Train us in new weapons. Father, help us to let go of the old weapons that we have held on to for so long, the anger or the withdrawing, shutting down, the gossiping, the ally building, the vengeance, Lord. Whatever it is that we have held on to as a way to fight our battles, Lord, we submit before you and ask instead that you would train us in new weapons, Lord. Weapons that on the face of them do not look all that strong. Love and mercy, compassion, gentleness, peace, hope, faith. Lord, in so many ways they look weak, but would you train us, Lord Jesus, how to use those weapons, because those are the ones that can defeat and demolish strongholds, Lord. Lord, praise you that you arm us with strength for the battle, that you've subdued our enemies under our feet. Lord God, that this is not just a minor victory, but Lord, you give us major victories, and we pray for that. We ask that you would surround and protect us, that there might be major victory, Lord, that it not be just encamping in the light and hoping the darkness doesn't creep back in, but Lord God, that we can blast away at the darkness and push it further back through the power of your Spirit, Lord, and we ask that your mighty angels would do just that, just start pushing back the darkness and everything that dwells in the darkness, Lord God, turning down the volume of any voices that come to accuse or condemn or threaten or attack or intimidate us, Lord God, remind us of the past, and that you would move the darkness further away from us. Praise you, Lord, that you give us victory over our accusers, that you are not an accusing or condemning God. You could do that so easily. Thank you that Jesus said he came to save the world, not to judge the world. Lord God, teach us how to not listen to the voices of accusers. Lord, whether it's in our own head from the enemy, whether it's our own accusations that just play over and over and over again in our minds, whether it's the accusations of those around us. Lord, help us to stand firm, knowing that in you we are not accused, that you are the only one with the power and the right to condemn, and yet you choose to forgive. So give us victory, Lord God, over our accusers. Lord, we praise you that you are our rock. We praise you that you rescue us from our enemies, that you hold us safe beyond the reach of our enemies and save us even from violent opponents, Lord, that you give great victories to us and show us your unfailing love. Lord, praise you that your love is unfailing. And we ask, Lord, as we rest in that and rest in your protection, that this day, Lord, this week, this month, would be one knowing the protection, the provision, the power, the presence of the one true God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being our God. Amen.